the charity of the week.
Our charity of the week all this week is Motivate, and Nicola Brown is with us to tell us more about it. Nicola, the charity itself is made up of a number of different teams, isn't it? Tell us a little bit more about them.
Yeah, so within Motivate, we've got eight teams, eight different parts of our service. We've got our family service, which is a fantastic team of counsellors who support anybody that's impacted by alcohol, drugs, gambling or gaming. So that's going into schools with children, counselling support for them, right the way through to grandparents that are struggling with what somebody is doing within the family. We've got a specialist young person support worker, and he works with young people, as his title would say. And he looks after those people and exploited young people as well. So these are people that are perhaps being exploited for drugs coming into the island. And it's helping to divert them away from that and disrupt the drugs getting into to the island. We have a specialist team then that support older people. We've got our peer mentors that do a group called Takeover Tuesdays. We've got one-to-one and group work, which is brilliant because people can pick and choose whatever they'd like to support. If they want to be at Motivate every day of the week within group support or for a one-to-one once a week, that is supported by us. We've got that within our four walls.
And having that sort of support, especially with the groups, is really important, isn't it, for individuals to just keep you busy, keep you around people?
Absolutely, yes. So it can be very isolating. We find lots of people come to us and they've become isolated in themselves. So they might still be at work, going to work, functioning like you or I, but behind closed doors, they're struggling with something. And that's where coming to us can help them unravel that and move forward.
And as you've just described, you know, you're talking about the different people that you have different teams that work with. This can happen to anyone, can't it?
Absolutely. It's not the typical brown paper bag park bench. It's somebody coming along to work in your office, on the shop floor, somebody that you're going to church with. It could be impacting anyone in any one of a number of ways. And it's about supporting anyone that needs that support here on the island. It's really important to us.
And as you mentioned before as well, gambling, of course, is a big thing, isn't it? And that is very much something that, you, as you said, you could go to work, you can get home, you can shut the door, be on the computer and could be losing an enormous amount of money and putting yourself and your family at great risk.
Absolutely, yes. So, I mean, you know, you've got it in your pocket. If you've got a mobile phone, you've got access to those gambling websites. And for the great news is, for the majority of people, this will never impact them negatively. They might be able to have, you know, go on the national lottery. But for some people, it does tip over the balance and they can get themselves into dreadful sort of situations. And we're about moving that forward past those situations and helping them get through this in the best way possible. But that's for them, and we support the families too. So the family support is really important because it's not just the person at the centre of this. There's all the people around. There's usually seven or eight people that surround somebody that are impacted by that substance use or the use of gambling or gaming.
And I suppose that's a difficult thing, isn't it? Because in the likes of addictions, it can't really be the family and friends that make that first move. It usually has to be the person themselves. And that must be a difficult thing to admit and stand up and say something about.
Absolutely. That very first phone call, that very first point of contact can be so difficult for people. And the great news is, as soon as they make that phone call, they're talking to a counsellor right from the very first call. So they get assessed and chatted to, and if it's appropriate and they want to come in, they can come in and join us. If they want to do something more sort of with groups, they can do that as well. So we've got lots of different ways that people can access our support and change things for them. And they might decide, you know, I'm comfortable now, I'm happy with where I'm at, or they might want to work on themselves some more. We will work with whatever time frame they need.
And really important, you've got people on the team as well who have been there themselves and have their own previous experience with addiction.
Yes, absolutely. So 47% of our counselling team are workers by experience. So our team have got such a breadth of knowledge, and their counselling qualifications come along with them as well. And they're always continuously training to make sure that they are working with how people are impacted and how things are changing for people in the community now. So it never stops for us. But having that worker by experience as well, people can often see that there isn't this barrier to that support, because this person has seen where I'm coming from and they've come through it, because you give hope at that point, which is something that people may not feel that they've got before they make that first phone call. But the transformations are unbelievable.
Oh, I bet you must hear some really sort of encouraging stories from people, and just, it must be quite a moving job, an emotional job to be part of.
It is, it is. And our team are fantastic with that. At the end of the day, the people that do the real work are those that come in. So they are changing their lives with the support of our team. And that is what Motivate is all about.
And you did mention earlier as well the fact that obviously you have specialists that deal with young people. How much of an issue is this for young people with regards to addiction on the Isle of Man?
So, yes, so our young people can be, it's their own use of a substance or alcohol, or they're gaming a lot, because gaming, although it's a great pastime and it's a way that young people sort of maybe get together when it's a cold and windy day here on the island, it comes with its own problems and issues as well. So it's about educating, and that's why we go into the schools. So we go into year sixes to talk to them about gaming and how that might look for them, and what they're playing on, and how to keep themselves safe. So we're all about being safe, being aware, and how to sort of mitigate those, any of those issues that might happen.
And I'm guessing as well, part of that is sort of educating the parents as well as to maybe what to look out for or what they should do if they're concerned about their children.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can offer support to parents. They can give us a call. They can drop that email, drop us a WhatsApp message, and we'll offer support to them. No question is too silly to ask. If they're worried about something, go with that gut instinct, ask that question, and we'll answer it to the best of our ability. And if you need support as a parent, we can absolutely offer that. We're there for young, old, whatever background you're from, we're there to support anyone here on the island.
And the brilliant thing as well, you've got no waiting list, so people can get seen and spoken to very quickly.
Absolutely. That's really important to us as well. When somebody has made that decision to make that call, the last thing you want to do is be sat on a waiting list. So that call comes in, they're assessed, and we get them in very quickly from that point.
And I have to say, I think your Facebook is brilliant, because you have the likes of Takeover Tuesdays, and you're always posting information on there that is very useful as well. So that's a good place for people to look as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So our Facebook page has all of our groups on every week. So we do have Takeover Tuesdays. We have Smart Recovery, which is a abstinence-based program. On Thursdays, we have the wellbeing workshops, which are run by different members of our team on their specialist areas. And that's always on Facebook, what's coming up for this week. And then three times a week, we have auricular acupuncture, which is acupuncture in the ears. And that really helps with aids sleep and that part of that recovery as well. So that is really well attended. So that's one too, if you're coming to Motivate, to come along to. And then we provide lunches on 2 days a week as well, because often people are isolated. They don't feel they can go out. And just being able to come in and grab a sandwich or a jacket potato or whatever is great. So that's very much an open space for people to just come along and chat.
And one of the things that it says on your website, Nicola, is that Motivate is about helping us change our relationship with alcohol, drugs, gambling and gaming. I think that terminology is very interesting.
Yeah. So for some people, even though we are called Motivate Addiction Services, they wouldn't consider themselves to have an addiction per se. That's why we say, you know, it's your relationship with. If you're not comfortable with your relationship with alcohol, with drugs, with gambling, with gaming, that's the point to have that chat with us.
I mean, are there obvious kind of alarm bells that will ring that will mean that you do know that you have some sort of an issue? Because many of us will come home and have a glass of wine of an evening, or, you know, Friday night you feel, oh, I might have a treat this evening. And how do you know when it is actually a problem?
Yeah, it's difficult to say because everybody is different. But if it becomes somewhere where you can't not do something, I have to play on this bingo website tonight, or I need that drink, you know, it's not just a, I'm going to relax tonight with that drink on a Friday night with friends. You need to drink that alcohol. That's where we'd say the relationship probably has become a bit skewed.
And it is that time of year. It's starting to get shorter days, darker nights. It's leading into the likes of Christmas, and then we've got the new year. This, I'm assuming, is one of those times where it's particularly difficult for someone who may have an addiction, especially when it comes to alcohol.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that time of merriment, and, you know, the gifts at Christmas often involve a bottle of something sparkly. But we'd ask, maybe you think about that, you know, if you're doing something for a work colleague, maybe think about doing something other than alcohol as a gift, you know, chocolates. I always love a box of chocolates, don't we all? But it's choosing different things and things that could replace the alcohol, just to be a little bit more mindful. And if somebody says, no, I don't want to drink, thank you, then absolutely, that's their prerogative, and just respect that and, you know, get them that soft drink that they're looking for.
And one of the things that it says on your website, Nicola, is that Motivate is about helping us change our relationship with alcohol, drugs, gambling and gaming. I think that terminology is very interesting.
Yeah. So for some people, even though we are called Motivate Addiction Services, they wouldn't consider themselves to have an addiction per se. That's why we say, you know, it's your relationship with. If you're not comfortable with your relationship with alcohol, with drugs, with gambling, with gaming, that's the point to have that chat with us.
I mean, are there obvious kind of alarm bells that will ring that will mean that you do know that you have some sort of an issue? Because many of us will come home and have a glass of wine of an evening, or, you know, Friday night you feel, oh, I might have a treat this evening. And how do you know when it is actually a problem?
Yeah, it's difficult to say because everybody is different. But if it becomes somewhere where you can't not do something, I have to play on this bingo website tonight, or I need that drink, you know, it's not just a, I'm going to relax tonight with that drink on a Friday night with friends. You need to drink that alcohol. That's where we'd say the relationship probably has become a bit skewed.
If there are people listening now that are hearing this, are thinking, I think I might have a bit of an issue, I'm struggling a little bit, what is the first thing they should do, Nicola?
Go to our website, have a look on our Facebook page and contact us. Don't be afraid of making that first call. It's really important that you do that, because you might come away from that first call with such a huge sense of relief of doing it. It's very common for people to just break that ice and be able to get through that first call and then come in for their first appointment. Our building is completely got nothing on the outside of it at all. It's a very plain building. Nobody knows you're coming in to see us. You come in through the first door, then you ring a bell. There's no waiting room, so nobody will see you around that building if you're there for a one-to-one appointment.
So important, the confidentiality in circumstances like this, isn't it?
Absolutely. We are an island. Everybody seems to know everybody, don't they? But it's important to, we talk about reducing that stigma as well. There shouldn't be a stigma that surrounds this, but there still is. And it's about trying to reduce that in the best way possible. Talking about it, things like this are great. And talking about it, you know, at home, at work or wherever, just to remove those barriers.
And you've got a fabulous community of people, haven't you, who are so supportive of each other.
Yeah, absolutely, we have. And if you think about the fact that since 1978, we have had over 18,000 people through the doors for support. It's a big number, but that number grows every year. So last year we had 702 new referrals into the service, right the way across the service, with the biggest ones being for young people and for the family service. So those numbers are growing constantly for us, which is why it's so important that we're there. Great that we're Charity of the Week, and people to know who we are, support us and allow us to support them too.
Which in some ways it's a scary number, but that does mean that those people are coming to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is, again, I'd say it's that most important first step. And I'd encourage anybody, if they want to have a conversation, please do pick up that phone, talk to us.
Just remind us what the number is, Nicola.
So the number, it's a free phone number. So it's 0808 1624 627.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Care Properties.